जय राधा माधव कुंज विहार। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी,
ন্যায়ং বিশ্বপাল পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শ্রী শ্রীমান অভয় চরণার বৃন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ ইসকন ফাউন্ডার আচার্য হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দী গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি গৌর প্রেমানন্দে অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু এন্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী নমো বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে ভগবান নির্বিশেষ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ অনর্পিতা চরিং চিরা করুণায়াবতীর্ণ কলো সমর্পয়িতুমুন্নত জলরসাম স্বভক্তি শ্রিয়াম হরি পুরট সুন্দর দূতি কদম্ব সন্দীপিতঃ সদা হৃদয় কন্দরে স্ফুরতু মা সচিনন্দনঃ May the Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. The most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. I'll read the Hindi translation also. Srimati Sachi Devi ke putra ke naam se vikhyat, ve Mahaprabhu aapke hriday ke antartam kaksh mein divya roop se virajman ho. पिघले सोने की आभा से दीप्त वे कली युग में अपनी अहित की कृपा से अपनी सेवा के अत्यंत उत्कृष्ट तथा दीप्त आध्यात्मिक रस के ज्ञान को जिसे इसके पूर्व अन्य कोई अवतार प्रदान नहीं कर सका था प्रदान करने के लिए अवतीर्ण हुए. तो how long ago it was given?
It was given 1000 Chaturyugas before. Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, prior to that, it was given once before by him himself. When was that? That was, so that is why it has been described as Anarpita. It was not given. Charinchirat. Chirat, the word Chirat means long, long time. Chirokal. Chirokal can also mean never before. Never before. Chirakal. But here, this Chira is indicating it's so long ago that it can be considered that it was never given before. 1000 Chaturyug before that. Charing Chira. Now, in order to give that, he came, Korunaya, very mercifully, Avatirna Kalo. He descended in the age of Kali. Now, this point, as we were discussing yesterday, this verse is actually a very important verse. Later on, we'll see. Of course, this time I won't have the time to discuss, but there are two reasons for Mahaprabhu's appearance. One is external, one is internal. This is the external reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance. And the internal reason is Krishna wanted to understand the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna wanted to understand the devotion of Srimati Radharani. And in order to understand that, Krishna assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, that is the internal reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance, or Krishna's appearance as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the external reason has been described here. And this is the external reason for his coming. The external reason is that he came to distribute Krishna prema. This has been elaborated in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He quoted this verse. This verse is actually from Vidagdha Madhav, written by Rupa Goswami. This particular verse. And yesterday we were discussing that Krishna revealed his Braja Leela. That also he revealed after 1000 Chaturyugas. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram, Jai Shri Shri Gauri Kai. ব্রহ্মার একদিনে তিহ একবার অবতীর্ণ হইয়া করেন প্রকট বিহার। ইন এ ডে অফ ব্রহ্মা হি কামস ওয়ান্স অনলি। হু কামস ওয়ান্স অনলি? শ্রী কৃষ্ণ। দিস ইজ অবাউট কৃষ্ণ দ্যাট হি ইজ ডিসক্রাইবিং। কৃষ্ণ কামস ওয়ান্স ইন এ ডে অফ ব্রহ্মা। উইচ কৃষ্ণ? This is the Krishna who is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is not an incarnation. He is not the Jugavatar who comes in every Juga. He is the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the origin of all the incarnations. All the incarnations. And he is the Krishna of Vrindavan, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. His first expansion is Balaram. This is how he expands. Then Balaram expands the Chaturbuha of Dwarka, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So this Vasudev is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Ma Yashoda. So his first expansion is Balaram, from Balaram the Chaturbuha, from Chaturbuha the Narayan, and the Narayan also has his Chaturbuha. From that Chaturbuha the Sankarshan expands into Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu then expands into Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Then Garbhodakshayi Vishnu then expands into Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. And this Kshirodakshayi Vishnu is the origin of the incarnations that come in the universe. All the incarnations like Nrisingha, Kurma, Varaha, they are the Yuga, all the Yugavatars and mainly the Yugavatars and Lilavatars, Shaktavish avatars, they are the expansions of this Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. So in this way, Krishna's identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been established. He comes once in a day of Brahma. And that also has been further analyzed. Brahma's day consists of Brahma's day consists of 1,000 Chaturyuga. Then in a day of Brahma there are 14 Manus. And the duration of each Manu, when you divide 1,000 by 14, what do you get? About 71. So what is the duration of one Manu's life? Or not life, one Manu's reign? One Manu reigns, Manvantar is for how long? 71 Chaturyugas. And the seventh Manu is Vaivashvata Manu. He is the seventh. That means it's middle of the Brahma's day. 14 Manus are there. So seventh Manu is almost midday of Brahma. And in the midday of Brahma, in the 28th Chaturyuga, Manvantar of Vaivashvata Manu, in that Dwapar Yuga, Krishna comes, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. So, on the 28th Manvantar, Krishna comes as the Supreme Personality of God. This is not a Yugavatar who comes to establish Yuga Dharma. He comes to, he comes originally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he reveals his Braja Leela. Now, what is the specialty? What is the uniqueness of Braja Leela? How many of you remember yesterday I discussed about it? What is the uniqueness of Braja Leela? Okay, very good. So at least some of you have understood it. Now, please listen to it carefully so that you, those who didn't understand can understand. There are five types of relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. Santaras, Dasyaras, Sakharas, Vatsalaras and Madhuras. Now, generally, the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in Santaras and Dasyaras. Where does the Supreme Personality of Godhead reside? He resides in Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha, who is, how they are serving him? They serve him in Dasara. And the sages, the liberated souls, they are meditating on him. They also may be elevated to Vaikuntha, but they are in Shantarash. Shantarash means they think about the Lord, meditate on the Lord, Lord's pastimes, but they don't have any active relationship. That active relationship in Vaikuntha or anywhere else is in servitorship. Like we are worshipping the deity in the temple. In what ras we serve him? In dasya ras, in the middle of servitorship. Now Vrindavan is the only place where a devotee gets an opportunity, or the residents of Vrindavan have a relationship with Krishna in Sakharas, in Vatsalaras, and in Madhura Ras. Now, revealing the Brajalila means what? Krishna revealed relationship with him in Sakharas, Vatsalaras, and Madhuras. And this relationship in Vrindavan is founded on pure love. There are two considerations. One is Aisharja or opulence, which leads to awe and reverence, and there is love. When there is awe and reverence, then love is subdued. Love cannot become manifest in awe and reverence. The pure love is beyond awe and reverence. Just as we are seeing, how do the friends of Krishna in Vrindavan treat him? Do they treat him with a lot of respect? How do the friends treat Krishna? They treat him like a friend. Their mood is... Their mood is not that, oh Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their mood is, oh Krishna, come. Today I challenge you that I will beat you in the wrestling match. I'll beat you today. Yesterday you defeated me, but today I am prepared. I am going to beat you. In the rest. Krishna says, okay, come. When did you ever beat me? Each time you get defeated, and now you are talking so big that you will defeat me. Come, let's see. And they wrestle. And after a lot of struggle, this friend defeats Krishna. And then he says that now that I defeated you, you have to carry me on your back. Then Krishna said, I won't carry you. He said, why you won't carry me? He said, you didn't defeat me. Actually, there was a banana peel, banana skin, and I slipped on the banana skin. And when I slipped, then you came and jumped on me and said you defeated me. That's not defeating. Then the friend said, I endeavored so much, after so much effort I defeated you, and now you are saying that you didn't defeat me and you won't carry me on your back. So you have to carry me. And saying that, the friend grabs Krishna and forces his way onto Krishna's back. Now who will ever dare to do that to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? In order to jump onto Krishna's back, the friend had to put his foot on Krishna's body. Who will ever dare to put his foot on the deity on the altar? Will anybody, any devotee ever dare to do that? Will anybody ever dare to put his foot on Krishna's body? No. Therefore, in Vrindavan, the devotees had to forget that Krishna is God. If they remembered that Krishna is God, they couldn't deal with Krishna in this world. Nanda Maharaj says, Krishna, bring my shoes. And Krishna says, yes, daddy. Just coming. And he picks up his little boy, picks up the shoes, puts it on his head, and walks to his father. And Nanda Maharaj says, bahut achha beta. Mother Yashoda picks up a stick and says, Krishna, today I'm going to beat you up. You have been so naughty. Will anybody ever dare to do that to Krishna? So what does it actually mean? It means that the devotees in Vrindavan don't remember that Krishna is God. That is why they can deal with Krishna in this way. So that's why Krishna himself is considering Chirakal nahi kori prema bhakti dan bhakti bina jagater nahi abasthan. That I do not offer this prema bhakti generally. Generally I don't offer this pure loving devotion. But actually, there is no use of surviving without prema bhakti. Because Krishna considers that I want this love. I want this love. But then he considers, how will anybody develop this love? How will anybody develop this love as long as they remember that I am God? Because as soon as they remember that I am God, then they will serve me in awe and reverence. And when by serving in awe and reverence they achieve perfection, where they will go? They'll go to Vaikuntha. You serve in awe and reverence, you achieve perfection, you end up in Vaikuntha. So how will they ever come to Vrindavan? Now I reveal my Vrindavan pastime, but how will anybody ever come to Vrindavan? You get is this point clear? Krishna is in a dilemma that I reveal my Vrindavan pastimes, but now how will anybody come to Vrindavan pastime? Therefore, Krishna decided to come as a devotee. Krishna decided to come as a devotee. And when that devotee Krishna is served in Vaidhi Bhakti, then he will become qualified to come to Vrindavan, enter into Vrindavan. Krishna has the solution to all problems. So this is how he solved this problem. What was the problem? Do you remember? The problem was that everybody will serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in following Vaidhi Bhakti. The Lord will be served by following Vaidhi Bhakti. And by performing devotional service in Vaidhi Bhakti, when one achieves perfection, he'll go to Vaikuntha. And he'll get stuck in Vaikuntha. From Vaikuntha you can't go to Vrindavan. Because the Vrindavan mood is completely different. Vaikuntha is servitorship, Vrindavan is friendship, conjugal, parental and conjugal. Now the point is that Lord must be served in Vaidhi Bhakti. If somebody says that there is a consideration, some people say, no, there is no need to serve in Vaidhi Bhakti. Serve to Raganuga Bhakti. That means, in the mood of a devotee of Vrindavan, you serve Krishna. But no, scriptures are saying, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Adi, Pancharatra, Vidhin, Bina, Oikantiki, Harer, Bhaktir, Utpato, Iva, Kalpati. Meaning that if one renders devotional service, although very, very sincere, Oikantiki means earnest, very earnest, Harer Bhakti. If that devotion is very earnest, but if it is without following the instructions of the scriptures, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, etc., Adi, and Pancharatra, Vidhi, Oikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpatoiva Kalpati. Simply will create disturbance in the society. So what does this verse indicate? The Lord must be served by following the rules of the scriptures, rules and regulations of the scriptures. There is no possibility of avoiding Vaidhi Bhakti and serving the Lord. And as I pointed out earlier, you serve the Lord following Vaidhi Bhakti, where will you go? Vaikuntha. How will you get then entrance to Vrindavan? Braja. Therefore the Lord came as a devotee. And when the devotee Lord is served by Vaidhi Bhakti, then one becomes qualified to enter into Vrindavan. What is the devotee Lord? Who is the devotee Lord? Lord as a devotee? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the Vaidhi Bhakti to serve him? Jaggai Sankirtana Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhasaha. This devotee Lord is served through Sankirtan Jagya. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam. This is from which scripture? This verse, how many of you know? Very good. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam. That means the Supreme Personality of Godhead assuming the molten golden form. Tisha Akrishnam. Sangha Pangastra Parshadam. He appeared with his devotees and associates. With his parts and with his limbs. Sa Anga, Upa Anga. His parts. And Parshad, his associates. The Lord appeared. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shrivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda. So this is how the Lord has appeared. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki. Sangha Pangastra Parshadam. And Jaggai Sankirtana Prayai. And he started a very special kind of jagya, sacrifice, known as Sankirtan Jagya. What is this Sankirtan Jagya? Sankirtan Jagya is to serve the Lord by glorifying Him in all respects. Many people get together and sing His glory. And by various means, his glory is spread all over the world. That is Sankirtan. So Krishna made this arrangement. You serve this devotee Lord through Sankirtan. That is the vidhi. Scriptural injunction of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through Sankirtan. And as you serve him through Sankirtan, then what will happen? You know what will happen? Then, in place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will see Radha Krishna. When you achieve the perfection of your devotion to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is that? What will you see? Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Akru. That Rasaraj Krishna and Mahabhav Sarupini Srimati Radharani now have become one. And who is that unified Radha Krishna? United Radha Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is he? He is Radha Krishna. And then who do you see? Then you see them as Radha Krishna. Then you see him as Radha Krishna. And when you see him as Radha Krishna, where are you? You are in Golok Vrindavan. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the arrangement to enter into Vrindavan. Okay, now there is another point here, that there is a consideration of Raganuga Bhakti. There are two types of bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti means following the injunctions of the scriptures. And Raganuga Bhakti, how many of you know the definition of Raganuga Bhakti? Okay, very good. At least some of you know the definition of Raganuga Bhakti. Okay, we'll discuss that. Rag means what? Okay, Krishna, what is the meaning of rag?
Raga means love.
Very good. Rag means the color of the heart. The color of the heart. What is the color of the heart? Color of the heart is the emotion of the heart. So with that, what is that emotion of the heart? The emotion of the heart is love. So there are devotees, those who love Krishna simply, those who are devotees of Krishna simply out of their love for him. Who are they? They are the residents of Vrindavan. The residents of Vrindavan have only love for Krishna. Their heart is full of love for Krishna. In their heart there is no room for anything else but love for Krishna. Therefore, those devotees are known as Ragatmika Bhaktas. Ragatmika Bhaktas. Who are just inundated, submerged in the love for Krishna. And Anug means to follow. Anug means Anugami. Anugaman. Anuga means to follow. So when these Ragatmika Bhaktas are followed, that is called Raganuga. Now, just see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is said that in order to enter into Vrindavan, you have to become a Raganuga Bhakta. Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha, Raganuga Bhakti leads to Golok Vrindavan. So, this is the way. But then again, it says that one must serve Krishna following Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, should he follow Vaidhi Bhakti or should he follow Raganuga Bhakti? Can he whimsically follow Raganuga Bhakti? No. Scripture says follow Vaidhi Bhakti. So this is a catch. Are you familiar with the expression catch 22? Okay, anyway, it's a catch means this is the problem. You have to follow Vaidhi Bhakti, but in order to enter into Vrindavan, you have to follow Raganuga Bhakti. So what to do? Should he give up Vaidhi Bhakti and follow Raganuga Bhakti? Now see, Raganuga Bhakti, you got the definition right? Following a Ragatmika Bhakta is Raganuga Bhakti. Now Krishna came as a devotee. Whose mood he assumed? Srimati Radharani's mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So when you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? The best of the Ragatmika Bhaktas, you are following. So in one hand you are following Vaidhi Bhakti, but the Vaidhi Bhakti is transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. And this is the arrangement of Krishna. How many of you want to go back to Golok Vrindavan? And what is the way to do that? So just follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Follow him, not whimsically, but following Vaidhi Bhakti. What is the Vaidhi Bhakti? Now you can say, what is the Vaidhi Bhakti? Is it difficult? So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So simple the process. But where will you go? You'll go to Golok Vrindavan, beyond Vaikuntha. You don't have to go to Vaikuntha. This has been very clearly explained by Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, second part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Gop Kumar's journey back to Vrindavan. He went to Vaikuntha. But even in Vaikuntha, he is not satisfied. Narad Muni asked him, what's the matter with you? He was not only Vaikuntha, he was in Ayodhya. He was in Dwarka. He was not satisfied. He is in Dwarka, he is associating with Krishna. And the queens, they are treating him with so much love and affection. But still his heart is not satisfied. So Narad Muni noticed that. He said, what's the matter with you? Then he told him that, yes, I am in Dwarka and I am receiving so much mercy from the Lord. But my heart is attracted to this one young boy. Who wears a peacock feather on his head and he plays his flute. I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm not interested in the Lord in Dwarka. I'm attracted to this boy. I must be in Maya. Instead of becoming attracted to Krishna, I'm attracted to this cowherd boy. Then Narad Muni told him, that I can see that your attraction is for Krishna in Vrindavan. Now in order to go to Vrindavan, you have to go back to the earth planet. And in the earth planet, there is a Bhauma Vrindavan. There is a Vrindavan in the earth planet. And in Vrindavan, you perform Sankirtan. By chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hey Krishna, hey Gopal, hey Govinda, hey Nandalala. And that is how he'll become qualified to go to Vrindavan. And he came back to the earth planet. And in the forest of Vrindavan, he was all the time, he was just chanting the name of the Lord. Calling out, Sankirtan means call out to the Lord with all the love of your heart. That is the meaning of the word Sankirtan. Kirtan. Sankirtan. With all the love of your heart, you call out to him. And then, In due course of time, you will become qualified. So, for Gop Kumar, it took so many, can't even imagine how much time. You know what happened to Gop Kumar? Gop Kumar became Brahma. And he was ruling the entire universe as Brahma. Can you imagine a day of Brahma? 1,000 Chaturyugas. So much time went by. Then he went beyond this material nature. Then he went to Vaikuntha. Then he went to Ajodhya. Then he went to Dwarka. But from there, he had to come back to the earth planet in Vrindavan, where he actually started from. He is from Govardhan. Originally, he was a cowherd boy from Govardhan. And from there, he started all the way, he went up to Dwarka. And then from Dwarka, he had to come back again. And then by performing Sankirtan, he went back to Vrindavan. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a direct method, direct access. What is the direct access? The direct access, or it's Prabhupada called it a back door. The back door is just chant Hare Krishna and assist in this Sankirtan movement of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. You assist this movement, assist ISKCON, the movement that Srila Prabhupada established. This is the mainstream of Mahaprabhu Sankirtan Yajna. And then what will happen? At the time of death, Krishna will make arrangement for you to go back there. Krishna will make that arrangement. You simply serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Sankirtan Yajna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will make that arrangement. Radharani will make that arrangement for you to go back to the spiritual sky. So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which has been described as anarpita charinchirat. Anarpita, never ever given before. He has bestowed this causeless mercy in this most magnanimous way. Hare Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question? Yes. When did I mention that? Okay, say that. Scripture says. Don't say it.
So my question is, the part of Golokinda and Mathura and Nilasa and Dwarka is part of Golokinda. So my question is, Golokinda is part of Mathura and part of Dwarka and part of Nilasa also.
Anyway, I didn't say that, and thus what you quoted is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath and Krishna is the same personality. So where is Vaikuntha here? Where is Vaikuntha? Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vaikuntha? Is Jagannath in Vaikuntha? Is Krishna in Vaikuntha? Then where are they? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Navadvip. Jagannath is in Sri Khetra and Krishna is in Vrindavan. So these three places are non-different. Same. They are not Vaikuntha. They are beyond Vaikuntha. Jagannath Puri also, Purushottam Kshetra, is beyond Vaikuntha. So, yes. Give the mic.
And When Krishna comes in other Dwapara Yugas, so how does he manifest his Kumar, Pavan and Kesava pastime? Because Vrindavan Rasayanas are absent in other Yuga Avatars.
Yeah. Yeah, those Leelas may be there, but those Leelas are not Braja Leela. Just like Kapil Dev also had his Komar, Pouganda and Koishor. He grew up. Vaman Dev also. But those pastimes, the devotees are not participating in the way they did in Vrindavan. Therefore, the point is those Leela, those stages are not important. What matters is the ultimate manifestation of the Lord Himself as the Supreme Personality of God. In that, like for example, say Kalki Avatar will come. He will have his childhood. He will have his youth. But what will be the manifestation of his Leela as the purpose of his appearance is annihilating the demons, miscreants. Then everybody will say, oh, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? But by that time it will be too late. Those who will surrender to him, they will be delivered. Similarly, Lord Ramchandra's pastimes, also there is Komar, Pouganda and Koishor. But do you meditate on those pastimes so much? Is Ramayana described much of those pastimes? There are some very some mention of it in some descriptions. Like there is one song which is quite famous about Ramchandra. Thumaka chalata Ramachandra Bajata Panjariya. But you know these pastimes of his childhood pastimes are not so prominent. In Ramayana what do you see? Like you see Ramchandra, but pastimes, Ramayana actually begins when Vishwamitra comes and tells that I will take Ram. And Dasharatha, there is Vatsalya, but this Vatsalya is not so prominent. He's like a father, he says, no, I can't let him go. Then Vishwamitra says that, you told me that you will give your son to me, and now if you withdraw your word, I'll curse you. He didn't say actually that I'll curse you. Vasishtha actually advised that don't enrage him, because if Vishwamitra becomes angry, he'll curse you and everything will be ruined. So let him go. You see the difference? The past, childhood pastimes are not getting the prominence. The prominence is that of his killing the demon. So similarly, Krishna, I don't know about those pastimes because I haven't read those pastimes of Krishna in other Dwapara Yugas. But obviously, that relationship with that Krishna is in awe and reverence. Okay.
What is the significance of Lord coming as Vishwaroop in Chaitanya?
Coming as Vishwaroop.
What is the significance of that
comparison? Significance is very difficult to say the significance. The Lord's, he came as, you see, Shankarshan came as his elder brother and played his pastimes. Then he merged into Balaram. Merged into Nityananda Prabhu. So the one significance here is that although Nityananda Prabhu was not his own brother, but this way he became his own brother. Because Vishwarup merged into Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu. That's why Mahaprabhu's mood towards Nityananda Prabhu is like a brother, elder brother. Yes.
Here is this Anand Devaki. So, on one hand he is Devakananda, and on the other hand he is Jashodananda Nabhajishnanda. So, isn't it contradictory? He is Devakananda and Jashodananda?
Yeah. Jiva Goswami is explaining that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai also gave birth to a son. Not only a daughter was born, it was a twin. A son and a daughter. When Vasudev took Krishna to Nanda Maharaj's house, it was dark and Mother Yashoda was fast asleep. And he did not see that Krishna. So when he placed the baby Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, on the bed, the Vasudev Krishna and Nandanandan Krishna merged into one. And he only saw the daughter and picked up the daughter and brought her to the prison of Kamsa. And so this way the understanding also is that because Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all incarnations, therefore all incarnations are also in Him. So Vasudev Krishna is also in Him. And when Akrura came to take Krishna back to Vrindavan, then on the border of Vrindavan and Mathura, Krishna, Balaram went to take bath in Jamuna. At that time Akrura saw their forearm form. So that forearm form is, who is that Krishna? Vasudev Krishna. So that Vasudev Krishna came and sat on the chariot. And Nandanandan Krishna went back to Vrindavan. Krishna Anna Jadu Sambhuta, that Jadu Krishna, Jadavendra Krishna, Vasudev Krishna is Anna Krishna, another Krishna. But the real Krishna, Vrindavanam Parityajya Kutra Kadapi Na Gacchati. Leaving Vrindavan, the son, Krishna of Nanda Maharaj, son of Nanda Maharaj, Nandanandan Krishna, he never takes a step outside of Vrindavan. He never goes anywhere leaving Vrindavan. He is always there. Yes? Take the mic.
Please insert my number of questions.
Hare Krishna.
I have two questions. Like, as a neophyte person in Krishna consciousness, what process shall we follow? Like, is a Vedic Bhakti process or Raghavendra Bhakti process or both? And the second question is that, like,
So let me answer the first question. In this class, I made it clear that one has to follow Vaidiva. But when you serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following Vaidhi Bhakti, that bhakti automatically becomes Raganuga Bhakti. Alright? So you just follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Both the purpose will be served simultaneously. Right?
The second question is that, like, because if you want to go to Goloka, then you have to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That it means that you have to spread this Krishna consciousness movement at your fullest capacity. So what I saw, I observed that, like, sometimes devotees are so much absorbed in, like, doing this because they try to forget their, like, basics, like something like that, like the basic rules in the relationship. So is that okay, or what is the balance in that? What is the right approach?
Yeah, the balancing factor is just serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. If you can't go that far, just serve Prabhupada's ISKCON. Just serve ISKCON. And Krishna will make all the arrangement for you. Because, you see, ultimately, we cannot get out ourselves. Can a prisoner go out of the prison himself? It's impossible. I mean, he may, but that is not going to be desirable. If the police, if he escapes from the prison, leaving the prison, getting out of the prison on your own accord, is like escaping. Then the police will be behind you. Right? You won't be actually, you won't escape as such. You'll be living in constant anxiety. But if the king becomes pleased with you, then the king can tell the prison in charge that release him. Can the king do that? Right. So this is what happens when you serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. The king becomes, the king of kings, Krishna becomes pleased and he tells Maya, release him. And he sends his messenger to take you back to him, Vrindavan. He will make arrangements.
So it means this is not uplifting ourselves, serving more.
Serving, right. Yeah, try to uplift, that is also good. Because while the prisoner is trying to serve the king, he is also trying to become an ideal person. He gives up his bad qualities. He becomes an exemplary prisoner. Right? So similarly, we all are prisoners. And let us become, we try to become exemplary. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Just by following these four principles, you become exemplary. And then you chant Hare Krishna. And then Krishna, who is watching you, Krishna will say, he's a good boy. I told him to chant Hare Krishna, and so nicely he is chanting Hare Krishna. So Krishna says, okay, bring him to me. Can Krishna do that? Yes, that's what Krishna's inconceivable potency is. Right? Hare Krishna. Oh, you had a question. Okay.
Why cannot go from Mumbai to
Mumbai? Why can't? Because the relationship is so different that you can't stay there. You can go to Vrindavan, but you can't stay there. From Dwarka, Uddhav went to Vrindavan. Right? But Uddhav had to change his whole mood. You know what happened when Uddhav went to Vrindavan? When he saw Uddhav was the greatest devotee of Dwarka. The best devotee of Dwarka is Uddhav. But when Uddhav went to Vrindavan, he, after seeing the devotion of the gopis, he felt so embarrassed. He felt so humbled that he wished that he could become a blade of grass or a creeper or a plant in Vrindavan. Vrindavane kimapi gulma taroushadhina. Gulma means creeper. Taru means a plant, and oshadhi means small plants. So he just desired to become that. Why? Because his mood was that when the gopis will run to meet Krishna, then maybe I can get some dust from their lotus feet. So that is the difference between Dwarka and Vrindavan. The devotion of Vrindavan is so exalted that even if one goes to Vrindavan, Even if he goes, you know, like, not that everybody can go to Vrindavan. By some special arrangement, Uddhav could go there. But his mood was that he wanted to become a part, he wanted to get a, become a particle of dust, become a creeper so that he could get the dust from the lotus feet of the gopis. Alright? Okay.
I have a question that you have mentioned that Kunjir Kal, this Shripema is not available, or Breshripema is not available.
What's that?
Yes, Jatan Mahaprabhu has come and he had shifted with Shripema. Before that, it was not available easily. But in Jatan Jatan, I had heard from devotees that Radhe Guru asked before Jatan Mahaprabhu, he had served as a devotee.
Yeah. Through Madhavendra Puri, this started to begin. That he was the Pratham Ankur, the first seedling. Ankur, you know what Ankur means? Ankur means when the seed just comes out. So, of this Prema Bhakti, he was the first seedling. It just, in him, it just started to begin. And then through his devotees like Ishwar Puri, it developed a little. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it became fully manifest.
I had also heard that in other stories, Balaram used to come as Krishna.
Who?
Balaram used to come as Krishna.
Balaram used to come as Krishna in other yugas. Where did you get that? I don't know. Maybe he meant that incarnation of Balaram is Shirodakshay Vishnu. And as I mentioned, that the incarnation, Yugavatars, are generally expansions of Shirodakshay Vishnu. Thank you. Yes?
We are following Sakrita Jyotipati Prabhu has perfection in Lal. That means he has traversed. But if we are not able to get perfection in this life, the next life, and after coming next life, then our mood will change or not. What will be our position?
Mamo Janmani Janmani Shware Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahaituki. We do not want to go back to Godhead. We simply want to serve Him life after life. But if someday He wants to take us back there, that's fine. But otherwise, we'll just continue to serve. Are you happy in ISKCON? And if you go to Golok Vrindavan, what will you do?
Serving.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Serving.
So here you are serving, there also you serve.
I don't want to go there, but my question is, my mood will change or not? I am serving at Krishna, but after coming back.
Don't worry about your mood, that mood will be offered by Krishna Himself. When you are ready, Krishna will give you the mood. You don't have to think of your mood. Now you simply serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasya Ras. Mahaprabhu is served in Dasyaras. You serve him in Dasyaras. As a servant. And then, what Mahaprabhu will want to give, you see. Okay. Achha, there is a hand going up. Give him the mic.
Maharaj, does it mean that when Narada Muni instructed Gopal to return back to earth to name Gopal to Golok Vrindavan? So I just wanted to ask, like, what is so special about this planet or the inhabitants of this planet?
Which planet?
This Earth planet.
Earth planet, yeah.
And only from here we can go back to Earth.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Like, one can go back to Godhead only through Earth planet. Otherwise, you have to wait for the total annihilation after the life of Brahma. Okay, it is, in simple words, it can be said, like, just imagine a house, a building, that has 7 story above and 7 story below. Right? Now, when you want to get out of the house, from where do you go out? Where is the door? Where is the door? In the ground floor. So Earth planet is the ground floor. There are 6 planets above and 7 planets below. So when you want to get out of this universe, you have to get out from the ground floor. And that's why human life is so special in Earth planet. Because through that you get an opportunity to go back to the spiritual sky.
Is it like that
other planets means which planet?
Heavenly
planet. If you are in the heavenly planet, you have to come down to the earth planet. You have to come down to the, like, for example, when Brahma appealed to Kshiradakshai Vishnu to come and deliver the earth planet. Then what did the Lord instruct Brahma? What did he tell Brahma? What the demigod should do? Told him to take birth in the earth planet to assist in his pastime. And by assist, by coming to the earth planet and participating in Krishna's pastimes, those demigods became qualified to go back to the spiritual sky. So demigods all the way to up to Brahma, in order to get out of this material universe, has to come down to the earth planet, generally. Okay. Okay, it's Jamuna Priya. The last question.
Hare Krishna Brahmaraj, thank you for your wonderful class. Maharaj, I wish to understand Shankara's a bit more deeply, because if I remember correctly, you were saying that when the yogis, they're meditating on Krishna, but I can't remember if you said they have no direct relationship or interaction.
Active service. No active relationship. They're just meditating, but no service.
How is their meditation different from...
They're sitting at one place and just meditating on Krishna. And their perfection is, like, they are born as a tree in Vrindavan. And that way, as a tree, they are always meditating on Krishna. In Krishna book, there is a description. What are the trees in Vrindavan? Who are they? The sages, the exalted sages, they have become trees and plants in Vrindavan. So no active... no active exchange or no active service, but they are meditating on Krishna.
Maharaj, after serving in an indirect way, then, because they're giving pleasure to Krishna, they give fruits and the berries which they use for...
Ultimately it happens. You see, ultimately everybody is running after, hankering after joy. Isn't it? Everybody is hankering after joy. Everybody wants to enjoy. Now that is how they derive their joy. Just meditating upon Krishna. They derive their joy. That is, jar jei rosh hoy, shei sarvottam. Whatever one's mellow is, he thinks that that is the highest. The sages are meditating on Krishna, they think that that's the highest. And they think, oh, this cowherd boy and all, they're not so advanced. Not really, not that advanced. They feel that that is their milo. It's not, there is no competition as such. That is your milo, you're fine there. This is my milo, I'm fine here. Jarji roshoy shei sarbottomo. He considers that that is the highest. One who is a servant, he thinks that that's the highest. One who is in sakharas, he thinks that's the highest. And the reward is that they get the position in Vrindavan as a tree or plant. And when they see Krishna coming or they hear Krishna coming, then their joy becomes manifest in the form of flowers and fruits. All of a sudden, the trees are full of flowers. These flowers are actually the joy of the tree. And the maturity of the joy is in fruits. And what to speak of when Krishna comes and picks it himself. They think that now my existence is perfected. Alright. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.